I was there.
Okay, we're out of recess. We are on General Order Day 3, amendments voted on in the order received. We are on Bill Number ONCA 1974. The amendment reads, strike lines 100 through 127, budget insert, and replace the attached budget insert, and adjust totals and title accordingly.
Is that a motion? Second.
No.
No.
That's no. Here comes my motion.
Oh.
Okay. Congresswoman Edwards?
1974, correct?
Yes.
I have an amendment to the amendment. Page 3, lines 100 to 127, budget insert. The amendment to the amendment reads, under salaries and wages, strike $1,045,411 and insert $1,030,000.
Second. That's what I thought I was seconding earlier.
We have a motion and a second to the amendment to the amendment. Congresswoman Edwards?
So the reason I'm making this reduction is, one, we're tight for money, but second, we have a memo from the treasurer today that states that the number for cash equivalent would be $675.38 a month for four Congress members. That extrapolates out to $32,418.24. We budgeted, instead of $8,100 a person, we budgeted $12,000 plus a person in accordance with the formula, but since we know what it is, that's over $16,000, and I've reduced the amount by $15,411. So that should be still sufficient to pay what we're obligated under the law.
Is there any other discussion? Congresswoman Edwards, do you have a copy of your amendment?
I do.
Congresswoman Pratt?
I'm sorry, I'm just, for clarification, a few of us were kind of like, where are we? So ONCA 1974, is that what your, was, so it's an amendment to the amendment? Did we ever do an amendment first?
Yes, that's the table.
Well, I know, but I didn't think it was presented. I thought that's the copy that you went to get, so.
It was presented last week.
After recess.
Okay. Then that's when we were talking, sorry.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Since there seems to be a little bit of, it's not clear at the table what's going on, I'm going to move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and hold Bill Number ONCA 1974 on General Order Day 3 on tomorrow's agenda.
How's it unclear?
Sorry, second.
Have a motion and a second. No discussion. All those in favor?
Yes.
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 I guess.
You forgot to instruct us.
I'm sorry. Every time.
We got to have instructions.
All those opposed, say no.
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 I think we need a roll call vote.
Point of clarification.
Congresswoman Edwards?
The table we got today was the table that was the amendment that was proposed on Friday.
I got it. I don't know who she's talking about or what, so you don't got to look at me and address it to me, because I know what's going on and.
Okay.
Okay, we.
The table we got was on Friday. That was the amendment.
Please ask to be recognized. Congresswoman Edwards, do you have something further?
I was trying to explain to her what, since there seems to be confusion, we should clarify the confusion or try to alleviate it.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Well, I'm not confused either. I know exactly what you're doing, and I'm actually going to vote for it, but there were someone wasn't clear and wanted to hold it, and I'm okay with that, too. So I'm okay with voting on this tomorrow on the amendments and the amendment to the amendment.
Yes. Yes. So I asked for a roll call vote, and that's where we're going. No more discussion.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Second speaker, or I'm sorry, Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Second Speaker Stabler?
No.
Fails. So it's not suspended. Or it's not held. And I need to vote on the amendment to the amendment.
Okay, the motion failed. Now we're going back to the amendment to the amendment. And the amendment to the amendment was... That wasn't exactly how it is. The amendment to the amendment is under salaries and wages, strike $1,045,411, insert $1,030,000. Congresswoman Edwards.
The amendment to the amendment reduces salary and wages by $15,000, which is $15,411, which is less than the $16,000 that it could be reduced by and still support the health insurance equivalent for all Congress members that are taking it. Calculation is an attempt to bring the appropriation in line with what actual spending will be.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So it reduces everybody's cash that's going to be paid into the health insurance pool to $675 monthly? Let me see that memo, because I haven't seen it yet. $675.38.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'll be voting in favor of the amendment. It's pretty clear. We got the letter from the Treasurer this morning. That's a more accurate description of where we need to be going with our appropriation. I believe it is a reduction. It's in line. I'll be supporting the amendment to the amendment and the amendment.
Any other discussion? Congressman Walker.
I hope this kind of sets a trend that we can utilized with the nation, it might save us about $800,000 or $900,000 a year.
We're ready for the vote. All those in favor of the amendment to the amendment, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, amendment passes. Now the original amendment as amended. And that could be. That changes. Okay. All right. So back to the amendment, page 3, lines 100 through 127, strike lines 100 through 127, budget insert and replace with the attached budget insert and adjust totals accordingly. Any discussion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the amendment?
Yes.
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 All those opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. All right, on to ONCA 1981. An act to appropriate $500,000 to the Economic Development Fund and establish an alternate effective date. The amendment is... I guess the first amendment
again.
Is this one. Okay. Throughout the bill, strike $500,000 and insert $750,000. Is there any discussion to the amendment? Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, congressional intent in the National Indian Gaming Act references economic development and the general welfare of the people. I think that we have to keep trying to set aside a portion of our annual distribution to work towards diversifying our source of income. We all realize that that hasn't to date been fruitful, and that outside of gaming revenue, there hasn't been one penny of distribution, but I think we need, we still have to keep to the commitment of putting money in a fund, albeit very carefully paying it out, but we need to make that commitment every year, and this is, I think, what we can afford for this year, which is $750,000. It's coming out of retained revenue.
Congressman Walker.
Just so we're all clear, I've got an proposed amendment after this to reduce to $250,000. So we really have three decisions. If you support 750, 500, or 250, you kind of need to make sure that, you know, what you're going to support. Regarding this amendment, these amounts, I don't want to categorize them unfairly and say these placeholder bills, but we are in a position right now where we don't have the money really to fund all of the requests, and there's a lot of important requests out here. We don't know what economic development opportunities are necessarily out there right now. There could be some really good ones. So I don't want to say anything negative and talk about what we've done in the past. I do want to say that a big reason that I did this is because Wake and Iron is looming and it needs to be funded. And we're about $2 million short on providing funding for the Wake and Iron project next year. So this is an attempt to redirect $250,000 out of this fund and expect a subsequent amendment, which I've made today, to go into the Wake and Iron project. So,
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. If I'm remembering correctly, ONCA 1981 started at $1 million. Where it currently sits is a 50% reduction. In speaking specific to this amendment, although recognizing statements of a former colleague of, we have an amendment to go to 750 or we have an amendment to go to 250. Personally, I believe 500,000 is a good compromise. That's where it came out of the committee. That's what the committee believed needed to be put to it. It was reduced from $1 million. Commerce Committee said 500,000. That's right in the middle. I think that that's where it needs to be, and that's what I'll be supporting. So specific to the amendment to increase to 750,000, I'll be voting no. And I'll also be voting no on another amendment.
Congresswoman Edwards.
May I inquire if this amendment passes and the amendment passes to raise the Wake and Iron appropriation, what would be the balance in the retained revenue fund? In other words, is there enough? Is there sufficient money in there to pass both those amendments and still have money in the fund?
Is there anyone that wants to address that question?
I think the answer is yes.
I believe that there is. But, Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. I believe the answer is yes, but I mean, that's a good question. And just for clarification, the statement was made that that's what came out of the committee. That's what the committee supported. That's true. But we supported that 500,000 and then we turned around and supported the 500,000 after that. And many of us stated at that time, because we didn't see what was next on the agenda, that there was another 500,000 for Wake and Iron after that. And so a few of us voiced at that time that we would probably be supporting a floor amendment because we didn't realize the 500,000 for Wake and Iron came after the $500,000 for economic development. So I just wanted to clarify to some that may not have been there that that's what was stated at that time.
Congresswoman Whitehorn and then Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I filed the bill at $1 million as has been stated here at the table, and I let the executive branch know as well as my colleagues that that total was just a placeholder total that I would leave it up to the congressional body to get to the right amount. This body has supported putting money into the economic development fund annually since the fund has been placed. I also want to say that I also filed a supporting bill, ONCA 1980, that makes, that hasn't been heard this session except for one time in committee, with my desire to hold it there, to do more work on it. There needs to be criteria. But all that being said, I will be happy with this body to put money into an economic development fund. There is no idea of how those funds are going to be appropriated or for what purpose, but I do know and I feel very strongly if we do not put money back into a fund, that quite possibly we will miss opportunities that could come by that we could invest into to help develop another revenue stream into the nation. So I am not going to support the amendment for $750,000 because it was the committee that came up with the $500,000. That's how it came out onto the floor. I think that's a good number. I do realize the revenue constraints that we have to get Wake and Iron built and have a full appropriation. There will be return revenue that comes back in from the FY19 year. The return revenue this year was something like $2.9 million that came back. So we will be seeing that again after the first of the year. And I will support fully funding Wake and Iron at that time. I am going to keep this. I'm going to not support the two amendments that are proposed to this and keep it right here at $500,000. That's where I stand.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Well, I voted for the reduction and then voted no to send it out of committee to Congress with a due pass. I'm simply this session not in favor of coming up with a number that we pulled from a hat. And that's what we did. There was no rhyme or reason where we came up with 1 million or 500,000 or 250,000 or 750,000. And the people need to know that. There was no data shown. We literally just came up with a number and we're making amendments and sending it out the door or up or down. So I don't believe that in this budgetary session, we are in a position to just pick a number out of a hat and stick in a fund as a placeholder. That's just my opinion. Do I think that economic development is important? I do. We don't have any plans in place. We haven't heard from anyone yet. Now, on Thursday, we're going to have a meeting in Commerce, and we're going to hear from Osage Ranch, Osage LLC, and Ones. But to right now, today, we have not heard from anyone on what their plans are. Is there opportunity out there? Absolutely. There's opportunity out there every day. And I'm not trying to go negative either and say we haven't gotten any money back from anything that we put into, but that's indeed a fact. So I'm voting no for the amendment to increase. I'm voting yes for the amendment to decrease. And at the end of the day, I'm voting no on this entire bill. So that's where I'm at.
We'll take final comments, Congresswoman Edwards and Congressman Walker.
Listening to what you're saying and knowing that these boards are not going to be heard before this bill is voted on, and knowing that these boards are executive branch boards that answer to the chief, what was the amount that the administration requested be set aside for economic development in 2020? Can I get a response to that before I withdraw my motion, if I'm going to?
Does anyone have a response? Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Well, I reached out by email to let them know that I was looking at the Economic Development Fund and told them that since I didn't know what the direction was or what the economic development plan was, I was reaching out to have some guidance of how much money to put in the fund, and I got no response.
I withdraw my motion. or my amendment.
Okay, the amendment that's been withdrawn is to strike 500,000 and insert 750,000. So now we're on to the second amendment, which is to strike 500,000, insert 250,000. Is there any discussion? Congresswoman Edwards.
Again, I would ask the proponent of this amendment if he has been in contact with the executive branch boards or the administration to know if there are any proposals that would justify putting even this amount of money into the Economic Development Fund.
Congressman Walker.
Proponent.
I like these question and answers. We all know that there's our LLCs are wanting more money. Can I speak to conversations with the executive branch and on anything they support? No, I've not spoken with the executive branch. So I guess that would be a no.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, and I might agree fully with Congresswoman Goodfox. I mean, this is one of the most important things we need to be undertaking, is trying to figure out how to diversify our income. And if nobody's heard from the leader of the boards, then perhaps this year they don't intend for us to focus on economic development any.
Congressman Walker.
I'll just remind everyone, and I'm sure most of you do know that, but whatever amount is determined, if it's zero, then this wouldn't really apply. But expenditures out of the Economic Development Fund are strictly limited to those authorized and appropriated by Congress. So even if we put an amount in there, there's still going to have to be an appropriation by Congress. So I say that to say, at a later date, when we do have something, if we have a good plan and a majority of us can get behind it and support it, then we can vote it up then. If there's no money there, then there's nothing we can really do about it. If there's none left in the general fund or the retained revenue fund, and we're getting pretty close to that anyway. Things will be a little bit different in the spring, though.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So I'd like to respond to that there. Thank you for pointing out that there is an additional appropriation once the money goes into the fund. It is like your savings account, like we all try to have at home, that when something comes up that we need to spend money on, or an opportunity comes along that we need to invest in, we can take it out of our savings account. So for it to be characterized as it wasn't scrutinized, no, we didn't have a request for funds. That's not how a fund works. That's not how this fund works. This fund works, you put money into it, and then appropriations requests come out of it. I did do the research to see what was in retained revenue, because historically that's where we've appropriated money from to replenish that fund. I think one time we appropriated out of the general treasury. So I don't know. I'm feeling like the conversation is going that we don't need to do this. I don't know how I'm not going to support this amendment to reduce it. I don't know.
Congresswoman Goodfox and Congresswoman Pratt, these will be final comments.
Well, was your amendment to the amendment, which is now just the amendment because the first amendment's been withdrawn, was it one amendment to the amendment to reduce and then change the April 2020 date on it? Was that one amendment?
I reply.
It's a separate amendment.
Second amendment.
Correct.
Okay.
It's in your packet.
Next.
Okay. That was my only question. I'll be voting to reduce.
Congresswoman Pratt.
All right, I'm good. Never mind.
All right. All right. The amendment is to strike $500,000 and insert $250,000. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed?
No.
I'm a no.
I believe we have three no's. Potts, Whitehorn, and Edwards. The amendment passes. We have the next amendment is to strike on April 30, 2020. Any discussion? Congressman Walker.
I proposed this in the committee meeting as an amendment, but I just feel like it's unnecessary. It's really not that big of a deal. I won't be upset if it has this alternate effective date, but again, like I just said, expenditures out of the fund require an act of Congress anyway. So even if it's April 20th or tomorrow, we would have to pass an appropriation to come out of the fund prior to it being spent anyway. So I just think this is unnecessary.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'll be voting. I gave Congressman Walker his second to even get this voted on, but I didn't support taking it out in committee, and I'm going to vote no for it. I think that given our uncertainty with gaming, with the gaming compact, that it's smart to leave this date in there and make it a little longer before any congressperson can come in and write a piece of legislation to appropriate out of the fund in the event that this passes. So I'll be voting no.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
As will I. I'll be voting no for this amendment. The reason the alternate effective date was amended in committee was twofold, one of which Congresswoman Goodfox just mentioned, that we have some uncertainty with our gaming money. This would hold that money in the general treasury if we would ever need to come back in and repeal this appropriation bill. We could do so. That money would be available back in the retained revenue fund. That was one purpose for extending the alternate effective date. The second was the companion bill that I have filed, ONCA 1980. I've been getting several comments from some people at the LLCs. I'd like to talk to the grants department, because I believe part of economic development is local economic development, and I would like to see their thoughts. I had a brief conversation, but haven't been able to fully develop it yet, that our grants department would put together criteria to be able to access dollars in this fund to help local economic development for tribal members. So there's a lot of working parts, and I'm dedicated to work on this bill between now and the hunka session. April 20th is somewhere around the last part of the hunka session, so that's why I've put this alternate effective date there, and I hope you vote no against this amendment to leave it as is.
Congressman Walker.
I withdraw the amendment.
The amendment has been withdrawn. So we will move ONCA 1981 to third reading after engrossment. Now we're on to...
Madam Speaker.
Oh, I think I moved 74 before.
Did you move 74 also?
I believe I moved 74 as well, but if not, for the record, we'll move ONCA 1974 to third reading after engrossment.
Thank you.
So now we're on third reading. First is ONCA 1976, an act to provide an appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $1,756,099 and to establish an alternate effective date. Can we recognize Congressman Pratt? Yes.
Okay. At this time, I would like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and hold ONCA 1976 and ONCA 1983 on Wednesday's agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed?
No.
No. I believe we have two. Can we have a roll call vote?
Okay.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Yes.
Congresswoman Walker.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Congresswoman?
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congresswoman Big Horse.
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Fails. Motion fails. Congressman Potts, you are the speaker.
How close?
I mean the sponsor. Thank you. Anyone else like to make a comment for or against this bill, ONC A-1976? Congresswoman Good Fox.
So the attempt to try to move these until another agenda was because we have the executive budget that's still in limbo and changes made to the judicial budget that don't echo the same changes made to the executive budget exactly. So I'll be voting no. And I feel that judicial and the Attorney General's office will know why I'm voting no. And if it doesn't pass, then I guess we'll extend session and someone can come in and write another bill for their budget. But I'm not gonna send one branch of government out the door and not know what still lies ahead for the executive budget. I'm not doing that. I think that they should all go out the door around the same time, and we still don't know what changes are. I know people think they know what may happen to the executive budget, but if you listen to this conversation for the last 45 minutes on amendments and people withdrawing amendments and then amendments to the amendments and then those being withdrawn, you never know what's going to happen at this table.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I echo exactly. I'm right in line with Congresswoman Good Fox. I too will be voting no at this point. And I hope that we can all come to an agreement that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So we need to treat everybody the same across the board as far as budgets go. Thank you.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you. I will be voting no at this time as well. I was hoping to hold up for Wednesday's agenda to have a little further discussion because movement was made to across the board, much of the comments that was previously stated. And I just wanted to make sure that I guess this entire body was aware, and it may be crystal clear to some people what's happening, but it's my understanding that I know that that bill hasn't gone out yet, but there may or may not be the opportunity, which I don't know if they're being provided the opportunity to go back and possibly find their own cuts, what they could possibly do without, but I mean, I'm just not comfortable stating. Hold on a second. So these two would go out with the cuts that were made when the tables were inserted across the budgets. but there's some that could possibly still be working on. So I don't know what that's going to look like in the end. And I don't know that every member of Congress knows that. And I'll tell you, those appropriation meetings are somewhat confusing. They're all over the place. They last from 10 to 9, 8 to 7. I mean, it's been a lot to keep up with. And there are moves being made, and I'm just not comfortable. Like, first of all, we've sent out 108. We're saying there's not enough money because we need to make this cut, but we've sent out $180,000 to the foundation. We have a bill that's probably coming up tomorrow, $20,000 for a headstone. And I'm not criticizing any of these. I'm just saying those are outside of the operating budget. So in one of these bills, the findings and purpose. The Osage Nation Congress is mandated by the Constitution of the Osage Nation, Article 6, Section 24, to enact by law an annual expenditure of funds, which shall include an appropriation of operating funds for each branch of the government for each fiscal year. This legislation seeks to fulfill the requirements of the Constitution of the Osage Nation regarding annual expenditure of funds for entities, administrative offices, departments, programs, committees, boards, commissions, and other authorities mandated by the Osage Constitution. So, we know that we are constitutionally mandated regarding this, the nation's budget, but we're sitting here letting these other appropriations pass up these budgets. And I'm just not comfortable doing that. And then the opportunity for it to happen in one branch, but then not the others, and these go ahead and go out. This session has been very different. And I would say it's moving fast, but then again, it's kind of not, because I feel like it looks still very in limbo at this point, other than saying, okay, this has to happen across the government in order to make it. And I just don't know that that's the case, because we're sitting here voting on other things. Now, we've already voted on the three benefits bills, and I mean, I blame I don't know if the word's blame, but the executive branch, I know some people may look at it like, well, why'd you do that first? I think we are equally responsible, I guess that's the word, responsible for that happening, because at one time they were, we got to get the entitlements taken care of first. Well, I think that we tried to get away from that word, because there are benefits, but to all Osages, but they did go out. So, but we still have this nation's budget to take care of. And I just don't know that it's, maybe the word could be equal opportunity. So I'm just not comfortable doing this at this time. So I'm gonna go ahead and vote no. And then there's some days left, or we could stay for a while. So thank you.
Is there anyone else wishes to speak for or against? Congressman Mason.
You know, we as a Congress have been dealing with the appropriations and the dollars and the cents and what's here and what isn't here. We seemingly do this every year. Get into September and start preparing for the next fiscal year. And this year has been interesting, and so much is that even as we begin, we knew that there might be something out there that's beyond our control, and that's what happens in this casino and negotiations, perhaps, that either go for us or against us. We never know, and what's going to happen with the dollars and cents available. One of the things that I look at is that as we look at the penny pinching that we do, as we look at the dollars and cents and the appropriations that we have or that we don't have, much of this is stemmed from the amount of money that is, quote, allocated to us or that we approve in the casino as they send us their numbers and the allocations that we get yearly. And we know that. We get X number of dollars, $40 million, $45 million, or something from the casinos. And that's it for operations of this government. I don't really agree with that. I take that back. I don't agree with that. I think we should get a little more money or make it available. However, we're the Congress. And I believe we have certain powers, and more power than you think we have. In essence, that we are able to get in behalf of our people and the services rendered to our people and to our employees, that we can do fair judgments for them, to bear fair and equal to all of our employees and to this government and to the services being rendered. And it costs dollars and cents. And every year it costs a little bit more because the price of living goes up. We've all taken these oaths as we got elected to be transparent. We all took these oaths to take care of our people. And the employees are our people. And many of us have blood brothers and sisters and cousins and nephews and as such that are employees of this great nation. And many of us have extended families. We may not be related by blood, but we're related by love. We call each other brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles. We're referred to as grandpas and so forth. And these are the people that we are accountable to as well. They depend on us. And we get to the dollars and cents and to the appropriation. It leads me to this point of what I want to make. That I know that here at this table, we have some folks that have some legal training. Constituents are listening in, and many of us have been around long enough to know a little bit about the law, probably enough to confuse ourselves. But the one thing that I know of that I was told a long time ago by a seasoned politician is that if you have doubt, vote no. If you're in a court and the judge will instruct the jury, said if beyond a reasonable doubt, it has to be before you give that kind of decision. If you have doubt, then you have to vote no. And right now, I do have a doubt. I'm not comfortable with our appropriations and our budget and our decisions. I know that we will get there, and I know that in time, whether it's this next week or perhaps another special, I don't know. We will get there on behalf of our employees, on behalf of this nation, on behalf of the work that appropriations does and all of us at this table, that we will get there. I just don't feel comfortable. Now, that's my own personal opinion. Right now that I can vote yes for this because I'm just not comfortable. And when I'm not comfortable with it, and I'm unsure with it to vote, and I don't want to vote yes and make a mistake. I'll vote no and say, let's continue. My no vote would be, let's continue with work on this. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to make a comment? Congresswoman Edwards.
I'd just like to reiterate what Congressman Mason said about the dividend that comes to the nation every year. This year, we heard through the plan of operation that the gaming enterprise would retain $6 million that was not needed to service debt or to pay the casino expenses. So there was play in the amount of money that came over here, and it was up to this Congress to disapprove that amount that was offered as the dividend, because we have the ability to do that by saying, no, we don't approve that part of the plan of operation. But no one in this Congress did that, and no one wanted to do it. So we knew what amount of money we were working with once that plan of operation was approved. Once that happened, everyone at this table knew that we didn't have sufficient revenues to support the requests that came over from all three branches, and the Attorney General, and the Osage News, and the Minerals Council. We had to come up with a different amount of money. And that was worked through the process, and we've heard that the process is being applied equally and fairly. Now, the fact that one bill or two bills or three bills are ahead of the others is of no consequence, because that's happened every year. We often do that. But as long as we're applying the process fairly, and we've been told that we have, and equally, then there's no reason, or there may be a reason, but I don't know that it's a proper reason, to hold these bills. They've been worked. We made the decision when we approved the plan of operation what direction we were going. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Walker?
The point of order. Madam Clerk.
Yes, sir, Clerk.
Can the motion to hold be reconsidered prior to voting for this?
I'm actually asking legal counsel that right now. I'm in discussion with him on that.
Well, I'm up here for debate. I'm unfortunately going to debate against this bill, which is an appropriation to our judicial branch that we are constitutionally mandated to do.
Point of order. It's the Attorney General bill.
Attorney General, I'm sorry. Sorry. They go hand in hand. I just felt like if we were going to wait till Wednesday for a likely vote on the executive branch's budget, that was fair to vote for the judicial branch, the Attorney General's, and the other budgets that have the same effect. All of the reductions were made in salaries, wages, and fringe. I agree that it's fair. I'm just disappointed that we voted no to hold and put us in a position where we have doubt. We would have had less doubt on Wednesday, in my opinion. So with that said, I'm going to have to vote no for this, and another appropriation bill will have to be filed. If this fails, so be it. I'll be voting no for this and the next.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak for or against this bill? Congressman Potts, you have a close.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. ONCA 1976 is an act to provide the appropriation to the Office of the Attorney General. This was reviewed by the appropriate committees. It was passed out, made it to the floor here through our normal process where amendments were offered on the floor, where this Congress had more than 24 hours to review these amendments. An amendment to ONCA 1976 was passed unanimously by this body. Let there be no doubt, this applies the same adjustments to ONCA 1976 has been applied to both the executive branch and the legislative branch and the judicial branch in ONCA 1983. This is the same change adopted by this Congress unanimously. There's no difference in how we're treating these branches. Furthermore, bottom line or question of why are we sending out money for the foundation or money for grave markers. Those funds are drawn out of the retained revenue fund and have no impact whatsoever on the consideration of ONCA 1976 or ONCA 1983. Both of these appropriation bills draw from projected revenue voted on by this Congress, voted on by these committees. I welcome anybody to the table in the Appropriations Committee. We do have some long meetings. There's a lot to discuss. I'm more than happy to welcome you. We've got one scheduled for tomorrow where the same amendment will be considered to the executive branch and has been considered and has been I apologize, has been adopted by the Appropriations Committee. So there's nothing new here. There's nothing that hasn't been considered unanimously by this Congress. So I urge that we go forward so that another bill doesn't have to be filed and rushed through our process. Every step of this has been at this table and has been open, it has been transparent, and it is equally applied. So with that, I yield the remainder of my time to the chair.
Question is, shall the bill pass?
Congresswoman Lemon?
No.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
No.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
No.
Congressman Walker?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Big Horse?
No.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Second Speaker Stabler?
No.
The bill fails. Next, we're on to ONCA 1983, an act to provide an appropriation to the judicial branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2020 in the amount of $464,159 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Potts is the sponsor.
Point of order.
Congressman Walker.
I still would like a question or an answer to the question regarding a motion to reconsider. We're getting ready to vote down another appropriation bill that we could, I'm sorry.
Could we have congressional counsel come to the microphone, please?
Is it the losing side or the winning side that gets to propose?
Okay, maybe I'll propose it.
Did you find anything on Congressman Walker's question?
Thank you, Madam Second Speaker. No, I will need more time if we are going to. Right now, the question before was problematic because debate had already begun on the legislation. A motion right now is in order, could be had with a vote of 8 members of Congress. But if debate begins again, I'm not sure whether a motion would be in order to reconsider at that point, and I wouldn't need more considerably more time to research the issue.
So
you can make the motion to hold it on another agenda now, but if debate has begun.
Debate has begun?
No,
once, once the debate has begun. Okay, so Congressman Walker, was that a motion?
If you would allow, I will make a motion to hold ONCA 1983 on third reading.
Second.
To the call of the speaker.
Point of order.
Congressman Edwards.
Is it proper for someone who voted in the losing side of the previous vote to raise the point to reconsider?
Separate point. This is not a motion to reconsider. This is a completely different motion.
Okay. So we had a motion and we have a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed?
No.
No. Like a roll call vote.
Roll call vote, please.
Congressman Maker?
No.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Big Horse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Speaker, Second Speaker Stabler?
Yes.
motion fails.
Yeah.
Congressman Potts, how would you like to proceed?
Motion to call for the question.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
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 Okay. Roll call vote, please. Congressman Mason.
No.
Congressman Potts.
No.
Congresswoman Pratt.
No.
Congressman Walker.
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
No.
Congressman Big Horse.
No.
Congresswoman Edwards.
No.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
No.
Congressman Maker.
No.
Second Speaker Stabler.
No.
Congressman Walker.
Motion to reconsider the previous motion.
Second. Point of order.
We have a point of order.
Are these not duplicative motions?
I'm sorry, what was your question? Congressman Potts, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. These are motions designed to achieve the same goal that has already been dispensed with by this body. I believe motions of such nature are out of order.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Well, that question was asked by Congresswoman Edwards, and it was stated that it was a different motion because I had the same question, because I moved to have it held for Wednesday's agenda. He moved to have it to the call of the chair, which is what made it different. Now that second motion, which was different, but for the same effect, but worded differently, failed. So now RJ's reasserting that motion because he lost. So that's where we are.
It's the winning side that has to reassert.
The losing.
It's the winning side that has to, not the losing side.
That's where we are. So they need to tell us that's wrong.
We're all losers.
Point of order.
That's wrong, then say it's wrong.
Why'd you change that?
Point of order.
Okay, I think I've just confused myself.
Point of order.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. It's my understanding that a member of the prevailing side would need to be in order, would need to make a motion to reconsider. So at that point, I believe the current motion would be out of order. Second, we could sit here and make a motion day after day after day after day after day after day to change the date that we consider this bill. I believe those are called duplicative motions, and those are not in order. The body has acted to say, let's address this today.
Yes, and I've
twice.
And I've asked how to resolve this. If you give us just a moment here, I think they're conferring again that we had a point of order. Now we have a second motion. We did not get a second to that motion yet.
Motion to recess.
Second.
At the call of the chair.
Amend that to adjourn until tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
Second.
Second to which one?
I was like, neither one of them got a second.
And the recess.
The recess was first.
Okay, I'm going to call a recess for 5 minutes.
Motion on the floor.
Without objection.
Without objection. We're recessed.
There you go.
Let's vote on it.